Die Groot Breakfast. Sterker as jou eerste oggend koffie. Groot FM 90.5.
Willingly, nothing but love. And that's what we have for the man that's in studio right now. I just want to say, Dan Patlansky, you really make it very difficult to be a professional radio person because you're one of those people who sit and just play on the guitar the whole time. And according to radio rules, I have to tell you when I put on a mic. It's just rude not to tell you. So now what happened, I was thinking, okay, well, Lindley's singing and Dan's just jamming. I was like, I really want to catch this, but I want to catch him off guard. So now I'm like, am I going to do this or not? So the angel on my shoulder won. Dan Patlansky, welcome back to Groot FM.
What a pleasure it is to be back with you guys. Thank you.
Oh no, it is such an honor to have you back because we've been singing your praises since early this morning. And I think it's something that you're probably used to by now as well. But you also are one of the most humble people that we've ever had in the studio. To quote Divan this morning, because we said we think that you are one of the most underrated people in the country. Because apparently the world, they realize what we have in Dan Patlansky. But we thought, let's take it upon ourselves to educate, especially the Afrikaans market, about the magic that is Dan Patlansky.
Oh, thank you, guys. I mean, it means a lot. It's wasn't an easy career path, you know, choosing music and then on top of it, choosing the blues.
Yeah.
I mean, I wasn't doing myself any favors by doing that, but it's my passion. That's all, yeah.
Because I actually want to start there because I think very few people actually know what the genesis of Dan Patlansky was. Because again, is everything all right at home? Why would one choose the blues? let's take you back. First time you picked up a guitar. Where did that fork in the road then come to you? Said, like, we're going to suit and tie, or music and die?
You know, it's a very good phrase that, music and die one. But it was never a planned thing. I never thought, I'm going to be a professional musician. It just kind of happened because it was almost like a pipe dream. Like, you know, your parents say to you, yeah, it's great to want to do that, but maybe not, you know.
So diplomatic.
Yeah. So it kind of just happened. But, you know, I picked up a guitar first time when I was about 9 years old. I was listening to, I suppose, the rock of the late 80s, early 90s, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And because my parents were such blues enthusiasts and listeners, and not just blues, classic rock, country, jazz, you know, you name it. It just kind of, I grew up listening to it. And it seemed to be the most obvious path forward on the guitar because I heard it my whole life. And I had this love for it, even though I didn't know I had the love for it. But when I started playing it, I was like, yep, this is what I want to do. This is the music I want to play. And I want to do it for a living, but that's, you know, that's just a dream. But luckily, it turned out all right.
Yeah, it's not too bad, hey?
Yeah. Shabby-ny.
Yeah, like it's...
it's all right.
This guy just walked into our office with a guitar, and we were like, ah, that's fine. Give him a chance. Never heard of Dan Patlansky in my entire life. But that's incredible, Dan. If you look back over your career, because it has been an illustrious career, if you actually... I think very few people realize how many albums you've put out.
Yeah. It's scary. It shows my age too, which is scary. Well,
your face doesn't show your age, if that makes you feel any better.
And you started very young as well. I mean, you started touring as a teenager, if I remember correctly. So this has been a proper life path. There's not a plan B. There's no CA degree lying in the back waiting.
And you know, that's the point. Yeah. You know, the whole thing is because I don't have a backup plan.
Yeah.
It's forced me to stay in the industry because I don't have another choice.
Yeah.
I've never had another choice. You know, I feel sometimes when you got that degree waiting where you can actually go earn a stable income, that's, you know, you will take it when times are tough. But if you don't have anything to fall back on, you just make it work, you know. And you're right. It's been going since I think my first professional gigs, I was in Standard 8, whatever they call it now, grade 10 or something. But, you know, not touring, just playing locally, the odd gig. And then, obviously, once I left school, you know, I started doing it, obviously, more on a full-time basis. Sure. And, yeah, so it just kind of happened.
I want to do a quick I just want to sing this man's praises a little bit, Sharon. Just for like a little 2 second, if you would indulge me, because I know there's people listening that, and again, Sharon mentioned it now. It feels like, especially in the South African market, you almost internationally a lot more acclaimed than you are here, and it's very sad to me personally because I feel like we have such a talent in you. So just for anybody listening, Dan Patlansky is probably one of the most prolific guitar players to ever come out of the country. He's worldwide recognized in every list that you can potentially think of as one of the best guitar players in the world. He's opened and played for every big name that you can think of, every musician, from Satriani to Bonamassa. He opened for Bruce Springsteen, if I remember correctly, right, in the FNB Stadium. I mean, that is a CV that most musicians will be happily if they have half of that and then die. And you are still going and still young and still putting out albums. It's absolutely incredible. If you look back at your career, and I know this is a very cliche question, but it's for me personally quite a kind of a cool one to ask someone with that big of a CV. What's been a massive highlight for you? Like, was it the Bruce Springsteen concert? Was it playing in New Orleans? What was that massive highlight for you?
You know, I don't know if there's one. You know, it's so hard to pick one, but I think the bullet point highlights for me, Springsteen, without a doubt. I mean, I was like 75,000 people. And, you know, for a blues guy, that's insane. I mean, you'll never play for an audience that big ever again. Wow. It's the genre's not that big. So that was awesome. Satriani, that was a big one for me, you know, because I did 38 shows with him across Europe and the UK. And the New Orleans thing was cool. I mean, it ended in a bit of a grim way with Hurricane Katrina. This was like way back in 2005. But that was, that's kind of the spiritual home of the blues.
Yeah.
And I was young. I was early 20s when I moved across there. And that was, it was almost a shock to the system, but a good shock. You know, like being in New Orleans, the home of the blues, you know, in the bayous and, you know, in the swamps.
Yeah.
You know, and listening to and playing with all these incredible older musicians. It was one of those, I suppose, life-altering experiences
that
will stay with me forever.
Yeah.
That's incredible. So, Dan, I can't wait till later in the interview. You've got that beautiful instrument on your lap. And this is what you do when you have Dan Patlansky. You say, dealer's choice. Show us what you can do. And why we sing your praises.
What, just a bit of guitar playing?
Whatever you want. Give us a... People also tend to forget that he's also a brilliant vocalist, okay?
Yeah.
Because he's so good on guitar, you just assume that the voice just comes from the heaven as well. And it does.
All right, so here we go.
Say that's just one person, right?
Yeah,
it's not like a whole symphony.
I just want to ask you a question. That looked like that was improv there just for a second. That's not a thing that people can go listen to on the album. You dropped that.
Yeah,
I raised my case. Thank you very much.
So your Shazam isn't broken.
No, he's just
that's
that good.
You know, that's the beauty of this music. It's an improvised form of music. So you got your structure, your song, your vocals, your lyrics, but then when it comes to the guitar playing, every night, whatever stage you're on, it'll be completely different.
Just make it sing. Yeah.
Moenie eers daaraan dink om aan jou radio te vat nie.
Nee.
Want net hierna is ons terug saam Dan Patlansky.
Die Groot Breakfast. Groter as die paddel in jou straat. Groot FM 90.5.
Dis Lia, lekkerste lekker op Groot FM 90.5. Dis die Groot Breakfast and what an honor. The man, the legend, the Dan Patlansky with us in studio this morning.
I think a lot of guitar heads around South Africa has very suddenly discovered Groot FM 90.5 and discovered our WhatsApp line as well. I see there's a couple of people trying to guess, just based on that little tinker that you gave us there, trying to guess what guitar you have. We've got a Gibson Jumbo as a guess. We got a Fender Acoustasonic as a guess. I think we'll reveal it then. If you still want to guess, you're more than welcome, but you're wrong.
Yeah, so
you're wrong. You're wrong.
Yeah, so what are we going to do? Because anyway, Dan's going to play for us again a little bit later. So just keep your ears... Not pierced. This is what happens when Afrikaans people try to think in English before 9 o'clock
before
in the morning.
Before 9 o'clock in the morning, yeah, 100%.
Dan, we've spoken about your, Divan rightly called it an illustrious career as well, but something very exciting is coming up for you with another legend.
Yes.
What's happening?
So, I thought this year, 2025, I felt the need to just expand a bit and do something different.
Yeah.
You know, so there is arguably the best acoustic guitar player in South Africa, which is none other than Guy Buttery. He's a dear friend of mine. I've known him for years. Plays a very different style of music to what I do.
Yeah.
I'm normally on an electric, obviously.
Yeah.
But we did a collab 15 years ago. It was awesome. And I decided to do it again this year. And that's what we got starting next week, Thursday, is myself and Guy on stage. And I think the best way to describe the show, because it's two different worlds colliding,
yeah,
is blues rock, my kind of rootsy thing, and he's like more esoteric, more acoustic fusion, and the marriage of those two genres is beautiful. That's the best way to describe the show. Beautiful. We haven't done it yet, the show, but the first one's next Thursday, and yeah, I am so excited about this.
How much fun is it to put something like that together? If you walk into a room, this sounds like a joke, two guitarists walk into a room. So you walked into the room with Guy and you said, okay, we're going to do this. There's a blank page in front of you, couple of hours to fill. How on earth, where do you start?
So I think that's a great question. You start with a lot of confusion from both parts, because, you know, what we're doing is he's playing a bunch of his songs and I'm playing on those songs with him.
Yeah.
I'm playing a bunch of my songs and he's playing on those songs with me. And because we come from these different genres, just from my point of view, you know, I'll listen to the song and go, what am I going to play? I don't know where to even begin. Mm. You know, I don't know, but it takes a bit of time and then you start finding little places. And that's the exciting thing, because you start kind of coming up with ideas, you know, to suit this other style of music.
Yeah.
And it expands you as a player, and it expands him as a player doing my sort of thing. So it's a lot of back and forth. And to be honest, we haven't even got together in person, and we won't till the show. We've been in our own studios recording stuff over his song. He's recording stuff over my songs. And then we go, yeah, that's cool. Let's go. So it's super exciting.
Obviously, stretches, as you mentioned, you both a little bit into new kind of genres. And the marriage between those two is quite an exciting prospect. You being more on the electric, him being more on the acoustic. I think, I know that it's been done before in a sense, but you both are such unique players.
Yes.
I mean, that's obviously quite a big thing to kind of match into what the other person is doing. Yeah.
The thing is, what you don't want to do is, like, if I'm playing on someone else's song, I still want to sound like me.
Yes.
But I don't want to ruin that song's direction and vibe.
Yeah.
And it would be the same the other way around. So you've always got to be sensitive to the song.
Yeah.
But you still want to be you.
Yeah. This is kind of like South Africa's G3. There was always these G3 concerts with Satriani and Steve Vine. He got his mates on board. This is kind of like South Africa with the G2. Petlansky and Buttery on the stage together. It's incredible.
I think it's a hell of a lot more productive than the G20, if you ask me. Yeah. So, wow. I'm just putting it out there. So this is now time for another clue for all our guitar heads on our WhatsApp line, trying to guess what Dan is playing. So you were actually at Groot FM with the release of this, but you were in the afternoon with Dupi and Nina, and I remember you also almost broke our radio. This is Dan Petlansky from his 2024 release, Moving On. Thank you.
Dust on my window, I can't see past the night. I reach for the bottle. If you keep moving on, you gotta keep moving on.
Gaan jy iets sê, want ek kan nie.
I have to remind myself that this is a family radio station. And my reaction is not necessarily family-friendly.
And that's an unfair amount of talent in one person. You stood in the two lines. You got both the guitar talent and the vocal talent. You skipped to the front of the line when it was given out.
Well, you know what? As I was saying to you guys off air, it's like singing in the morning is a... Yeah, my voice normally wakes up at about 3 p.m. in the afternoon, and then it's a little bit more natural. But I woke up this morning probably at like 4:30, just because it takes so long to warm it up in the morning. Yeah. It's like an old motor.
Right? Yeah. Ford F-250. Yeah. No, but we couldn't hear.
We actually made this joke with someone earlier in the week that we love it because we use Die Groot Ontbyt next door as the vocal warm-up because after you guys come to us afterwards. Someone's asking, is dit the Dan? As dit the Dan is, ek love hom. Wie Siri, laat ek nou eers net kyk. Ronel, dit is inderdaad
the Dan.
The Dan by ons in studio. Hey, Divan.
Ja, ek wil nie verkeerd nie.
Die Groot Breakfast. Groter as die paddel in jou straat. Groot FM 90.5.
Ben Rodriguez, was it real? Net hier op Groot FM 90.5. And apparently it's not only via Asie at Groot FM who are Ben Rodriguez fans. Dan Petlansky, your daughter, is quite a fan too.
She is a massive fan. As soon as that song played, I was like, it's a pity she's at school because she'll freak out.
I wish I literally had the entire day with you. Someone said within the first 5 minutes of hearing your voice this morning, please just cancel the rest of the day and just have Dan Petlansky stay here. So that's the appreciation that people have for your talent. And the reason I think why we blow up your ego so much is because we know how talented you are and everybody else should know. That's why people call you the Dan on our WhatsApp line as well.
Thank you.
So we spoke about the show. We know that's coming up. What is left for Dan Petlansky in the rest of 2025?
So I've got this collab coming up with Guy. Then I am heading back to Europe with the band.
It's a tough life, eh?
You know, Netherlands, Germany, Belgium, Hungary. That kind of thing. And then we're coming back, and then I've got another collab with another artist.
Oh,
very cool collab coming up in October.
Can you give us a little hint? Just a small little baby.
Also a guitar player.
Divan is less like, I don't care what it is.
But a great guitar player.
Okay. So you're teasing me now.
Closer to home.
Divan is going to be useless for the rest of the day. Do you realize this?
You can bother me now.
Okay. So, at the start of the interview, when you played us your little riff there, Dan, people were trying to guess what you're playing. So, I'm going to ask you just to play give me like a 15-second Dan Petlansky for a last little clue before we reveal.
No problem. So what here it we is. Go. Here we go.
That's, oh my word.
Ugh.
I've never been to New Orleans, but I suspect that's how it sounds like.
100%.
Well, I feel it like here. And I don't think that you have that body part that I just grew that felt that. So please put people out of their misery. What is that beautiful instrument in your hand?
So this one, and this is always the acoustic I play, is a Martin. Oh. A Martin D18, to be
specific. So you have to. You heard these people are very technical, Dan. You had to tell us exactly what it is.
That's brilliant.
But so you, obviously, you mentioned it earlier as well. We know you on the electric. You don't have a comfort zone. But is this a little bit out of your comfort zone?
Ooh, this is so out of my comfort zone. Listen, I use the acoustic mostly to write.
Okay.
Because, you know, it's convenient and because it holds you back and you can't get as fancy on the acoustic as you do on the electric, you tend to write songs and not mess about with all sorts of stuff. And that's what I mostly use the acoustic for. I love acoustic guitar playing, but when I compare myself to proper acoustic guitar players like Guy Buttrey, you know, I'll stick to the electric.
I got one final question for you, Dan. It's a very holistic type of question. I don't want to give away your age now. Just a short little story taking you back. I think I was 14 years old, and I was that classic kid, got a guitar for Christmas, one of those beat-up little acoustics, joined the music school, and I don't know how they got you. I don't know if they bribed you, if they gave you all of the whiskey in the world, but the music school got you to come do like a little crash course. I remember this. I was 14 or 13 years old, so...
Can you mention the music school's name?
Yeah, I'll tell you a little bit later.
Okay.
So they mentioned that did that, and that inspired such a group of guitar players. And I can actually show you afterwards guys that are currently in the Afrikaans music industry playing till today that sat in that course. So just to give you that bit of recognition back, you inspired such a generation of guitar players who back in those days, they were looking on these dodgy websites for your tabs
and trying to figure out
what you were doing there and looking at these videos. If there's kids listening now and teenagers that maybe listen to the podcast afterwards or parents that just think, oh, geez, I want my kid to become Dan Lansky. Now, just your little 5 seconds of wisdom. What did you tell them?
You know what it is? First, you got to know it's not the easiest industry in the world to be in, but it's one of the most gratifying industries to be in the world. And the thing is, you got to don't play what you think people want you to play or where commercially the music is. That might be your passion. And if that's your passion, you're going to succeed at it. But if you're just going commercial for the sake of money, you will never, ever make it. Always play what you love. You know, if you look at people doing commercial music, the reason they're successful is because they love what they're doing.
Yeah.
You know, if I had to do it because I'm not really in that realm, I'd never be successful at it, even though there's potentially a way better living to be earned. Just listen, play what that does something for you.
Yeah.
That kind of touches you. And then you'll be real, authentic, and you'll come across authentic.
Yeah. Oh. Brilliant.
Dan Petlansky, the Dan, please come back. You don't have any choice when we can feel your aura when you are close within a 10K radius and then we just steal you. Dan Petlansky, maak seker jy gaan kyk op sy webwerf vir daai show info wat alles voorkom. Kyk net jy gaan agter Divan in die ry sit.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. You are an incredible talent and this is only the beginning. Doesn't matter how long you've been doing this. Thank you so much.
Thank you guys. Appreciate it.
Die Groot Breakfast. Ons se Groot FM 90.5.